Welcome to a special edition of Trail Runner Nation. I'm Don Freeman.
And I'm Candace Burt.
We are missing Scott Ward, but rest assured, he is out there doing something, probably collecting signatures at the local market based on our topic today. Candace has her nose to the ground, has stepped up big time as our Pacific Crest Trail may be in danger of use by trail runners. What's going on out there, Candace?
Well, this has actually been going on for several years, but more recently, the Pacific Crest Trail is a 2,650-mile-long national scenic trail. So it includes recreational, most of it is national forest, which is designated for recreation, and then there's a few wilderness sections that it goes through in every state. And so what's going on is that there's an organization that is trying to ban trail running events, which would affect trail running on the West Coast drastically. We have trail races. Some of the oldest trail races in the United States go on the Pacific Crest Trail. And, you know, most of them just for a portion of the race. But the organization that is lobbying against trail running events is called the Pacific Crest Trail Association, the PCTA, and they would like to see the whole trail be wilderness, which, you know, we already have designated wilderness where you can't have events anyway. So for them to try to make the whole trail into something that trail runners can't run on in events is a pretty major blow to the trail running community.
Absolutely. And I imagine there are a number of races that are impacted because of this.
Yes. The biggest impacts are going to be to anybody who wants to put on a new trail running event, or if somebody has a trail running event that crosses a PCT or goes on the PCT at all, they want to have a cap so that the number of runners that the races are allowed now can't grow no matter what. Some of the races that go on the PCT right now that most of the listeners have probably heard of are the Waldo 100K.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Mount Hood 50. There's Angeles Crest, Pine to Palm, Cascade Crest 100, Mountain Lakes 100, Bunker to Bonneville 50K, Kodiak 100, Leona Divide, Western States 100. I mean, the list goes on. It's just, it's a 2,650-mile trail. So for events to not be able to use it in Washington, Oregon, or California is a huge change in what the Forest Service has allowed. And ultimately, the Forest Service are the people who, the U.S. Forest Service, who permit events, but they're taking into account this special interest group, the PCTA, and their opinions on the matter. So if we want to be heard and our opinions to be heard, then we have to contact the U.S. Forest Service and the PCTA and tell them that, you know, we don't feel like this is appropriate since most of the areas are recreational areas.
So Candace, do you see this as something that would completely shut down some of these races or just cap them from ever growing? Or what is your sense as you've dug into this?
Well, my sense is that it endangers all the races that are already on the PCT, because once you say that a trail running event has a negative impact on the trail or on other users, in the case that the PCTA is saying that trail running events is having a negative impact on other users, they have no proof. And according to most of the people that I talk to and the people who've done trail events, it's, you know, there's no scientific studies that have been done. So to put a cap or to not allow new events or to endanger the ones that are there, it's really early to be doing that, in my opinion. So back to your question, though, I really think that these new rules could impact events. The PCTA, the same organization, had mountain bikers kicked off the trail in 1987. They were able to get Congress, I'm not sure if it was Congress, but they were able to get a law passed that doesn't allow any mountain bikers on that whole length of trail. So, I mean, if they can do it to the mountain bikers, I think they can do it to trail running events as well. So we have to continue to support what we believe in. And the laws behind us, it says that national scenic trails are to be used for recreation unless they're wilderness areas. But most of these races I'm talking about don't go in the wilderness. There are a few that were grandfathered in before wilderness areas were created, like Western States and Angeles Crest. But those are the only ones I know of.
You know, these races, if we just talk about national health care and just the status of our as a nation, we really need these trails, and it's an important thing to do. It seems senseless and illogical to take away a natural resource like trail and the community that it creates. It seems self-defeating to me.
Yeah, and I think really what's at the heart of this for a lot of trail runners is trail running events are a way for us to come together and I don't think necessarily be competitive, but to go out and have a positive experience on the trail, to be healthy, to make friends. And so I think a lot of other users and the PCTA, for example, don't understand really what a trail running event is. They've expressed their fear that trail runners will run over the hikers, or that there'll be hundreds of people at the trail, in one small area. Whereas I think, you know, we all know as trail runners that people spread out really quickly, and that race directors and the U.S. Forest Service go through a permitting process that only allows the right number of people on the trail. I mean, as a race director, it's hard to get a permit if you don't know what you're doing, if not impossible. And the Forest Service makes sure that you only have the right numbers so that you don't impact the other users.
You know, just a week or so ago at Way to Cool, which is a larger 50K out here on the West Coast, there we went through and swept behind, you know, taking ribbons down and just coming up behind the people. And I expressed to George I was running with, I said, you know what, in this beginning, this 8-mile loop that we have, the first 8 miles, there wasn't a single goo wrapper. There wasn't anything down on the trail, which is awesome. And I think that we do try to care for the trail, and we're not out there just trashing and littering. I think as a community, we've stepped up and realized that it's important to care for this trail. So I think that perhaps they've been shown some pictures or seen some examples of things that aren't necessarily accurate.
Yeah, really, trail running events, most of the ones I know and most of the ones that I just mentioned earlier are giving back to the trail in multiple ways. Either the participants are required to do trail work, which helps them appreciate the kind of work that goes into a trail, or the race itself donates to the trail organizations that maintain them. And so, like with my events, the Tahoe 200 and the Bigfoot 200, both are affected by this new PCTA rule. Well, it's not a rule. They've basically just put out the word officially that they don't support trail running events. And so, I've been dealing with them as a race director in the past and those attitudes. So I knew it was going on for a while. Both of my events give back to the PCTA, and they give back to the Washington Trails Association, or in the case of Tahoe, the Tahoe Rim Trail Association. And we require people to do 8 hours of trail work. So, I feel like the more people we can get out there experiencing the trail in small, well-organized trail events, the better. The better for the trail, the better for the longevity of the trail. And, it's just a healthy endeavor that I think we should be encouraging, not discouraging.
I know that two of the races that you mentioned, Western States and Angeles Crest, each require trail time, and a lot of them do trail maintenance time. And if you count the number of runners and hours, that's a lot of volunteer work that's going on out there, and a good thing. So what else are you doing? Because I've seen the petition. Well, we haven't even brought up the petition. Tell us about this petition and what the goal is.
All right. So I finally just hit my limit with, you know, the legality of what the PCTA is doing. I'd spoken to the Arizona Trail Association, and they told me that what the PCTA is doing with this National Scenic Trail and trying to ban events is just plain illegal. So it got me thinking a lot about it. And I just realized it's time we stand up for what we love, which is our trail running events. And so I created a petition. It's on change.org. And it is, we're petitioning the U.S. Forest Service and the Pacific Crest Trail Association. We've been calling it the PCTA. And it's called Continue to Allow Events on the Pacific Crest Trail. So you could probably Google it and find it. Mm-hmm. Right now we have close to 3,000 signatures in, you know, just a few days. I'm really hoping to get over 10,000. I know, Don, you're, what is it? 18,000?
I said, how many do you want? And I wrote a number down, and my watch said 1,800 on it because I use military time. And so, but it was 25,000. I saw big.
Yeah.
I went, I said, aim high, aim long. So yes, 25,000.
And I think if people understand the what's at stake here, they'll really realize that, you know, it's worth signing so that we can just show the U.S. Forest Service and the PCTA that we really care about this, and that trail running events are good for the environment and for even for other users. Because, like we said before, we're maintaining the trail, or we're donating money to it. And so signing the petition is probably one of the more important things. It's not that the petition doesn't change any laws or create any, but it just shows the Forest Service and the PCTA how many people really are feeling affected by their attitudes.
Well, in, regardless if you're which coast you're on, whether it's West Coast or East Coast, once precedent is set on one trail, it can easily move over to another trail. And so, and not only that, there are people that are on either coast that would love to come out and spend some time on the Pacific Crest Trail. So it's something, regardless of where you're positioned on the globe, you need to sign.
And that's really the biggest point that you just made. It's, you know, the fact that if they can make these rules on one national scenic trail, like the PCT, they can make them on any. So if we can set a precedent here for trail runners, then it'll give some fire to the other national scenic trails so that trail runners can advocate for their trails as well. There's scenic trails all over the U.S. And so this is definitely an issue that affects everybody.
Now, I went on to that petition, and it was so simple, so easy. You know, I thought, I'll go there. I'll have to sign up for an account or do something, give my credit. You know, who knows what, you know, when you go into some kind of ether trap that happens out there. But this was exactly the opposite. This is like it took all of the technology and ease of use that we've learned through these last many years with technology, and it was simple, it was easy, it was fast, and I was done, and I could go back and forward it to somebody else or forward that I had done it and felt like I had accomplished something.
Yeah, exactly. Super easy to use. And then, you know, once you've signed it, sharing it on social media is really how we're going to get the most signatures. So if mm-hmm. you have a Twitter account or Facebook, share it. If you have a running group, share it there. And then you'll see on the petition that we have numbers of some people at the Forest Service and the executive director of the PCTA. So we're encouraging people to email and call them and let them know how you feel about these changes. If you want to educate yourself on all the details of what's going on, the petition has a lot of information in it, so you can read the whole thing. And the American Trail Running Association is going to publish an article that I just wrote for them about the situation. So, you know, it's a little more complicated than we've said here. In general, you know, so reading the whole thing, you'll understand how urgent this matter is. You know, that the PCTA who lobbies for hikers and equestrians is lobbying against trail running events. So it's just really important to understand all the details. So yeah, read the petition, and if you can agree with it and get behind it, sign it and share it.
Well, isn't that something, equestrian riding? You know, those horses don't move 10 feet off the trail and pack it in and pack it out. They weigh much more than a trail runner. Trail runners are very nimble and light on their feet, and they don't disrupt the trail and the ecology in that area. I think that maybe they should just be quiet and turn their other cheek to this trail community, because they may have a few issues of their own. Look who's calling this kettle black, I think is the old term.
Yeah. Well, it's really, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on. Yeah, I mean, horses, well, they kick mountain bikes off, which, I mean, horses really create as much damage as mountain bikes. And so there's that. And then also the PCTA has been promoting this Hollywood movie Wild, which most people have probably heard of, about a hiker on the PCT. And they have a whole tab for this movie on their website, yet they're telling us that they don't want to have trail running events on the PCT because it's too busy and trail running events will disturb the other users. Well, I think promoting a big movie like this, commercializing it like that, it's going to bring a lot more people to the PCT. So yeah, their position is pretty weak. So I think if we can just continue to tell them how we feel and how this affects us, it's going to really make a huge difference for the trail running community.
Well, Candace, thank you. Thank you for doing this. And I saw all of a sudden you went from 0 to 100 miles an hour on this thing, and you're all over it, and you've got different links and different messaging going and bringing in different businesses and logos you're asking for different vendors or manufacturers or recognized trail communities, and you're just creating a force to send this message. And that's why we wanted to get out here on a podcast and just get some awareness out there for those that may have not seen it yet and want to contribute and put a stop to whatever is starting, so that we can continue to gather as trail community and enjoy the sport and share it with one another and stay healthy and love what's out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just not the type of person who does something halfway. I feel like, especially with something like this, time is of the essence. And because there's legislation being made right now. So for me, it's like, if I'm going to do something 100% or maybe 110. Yeah. So yeah, I've been all over it. I'm trying to back off a little because I have so much other work to do. So the more people who can come in and help us, we're definitely looking for people who want to help advocate for the trail running community. So if they want to, they can email me. My email is runcandicerun@gmail.com. That's runcandicerun@gmail.com.
So go out and take a look at the petition and put your name on it, name on something that's important, which is our trails. And I encourage everyone to do it. We'll link it at our website, which is attached to the notes on this podcast. Scott will do that. I'll volunteer him. We tried to get him on this, but he had this thing called a job that required him to be absent. But he is 100% behind it as well and encourage it. And he signed the petition. So Candace, with all that you do, this is just another item that is on your list, and we thank you for it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for bringing it to the attention of your listeners.
Oh, our listeners, what are you talking? This is a soapbox for trail runners. So go out and petition.
Must.